This is Preview. I'm Rob Kennedy. Our guest this week is Alex Lingus, conductor of Capella Romana, which released a recording late last year of the All-Night Vigil in English by American composer Robert Keir. I didn't realize, Alexander, that the All-Night Vigil was used on the eve of Sundays. I'd thought it was only reserved for major feasts such as Christmas and Easter. Can you tell our listeners about the origins of the All-Night Vigil and which churches use it in the 21st century?
The origins of this sort of an All-Night Vigil go back to the Church of Jerusalem. So we have testimony from the 4th century and 5th century that tell us how the more dedicated people would sort of stay overnight in the holy sites in between the major offices of evening and morning prayer before each Sunday. So what they were doing, in a sense, was following the example of the myrrh-bearing women from the Gospels who kept watch at Jesus's tomb. So the people did this before Sunday, which is always a celebration of the resurrection. That tradition, it's part of the basic framework of Eastern Orthodox worship. But the question is whether or not you decide to take a break and go to bed and do Vespers evening prayer on Saturday night separately from Matins, the morning office of Sunday. Basically, monasteries in the area around Jerusalem kept up this tradition of doing it in one go on every weekend, and that then made its way back into the main part of the Byzantine or Eastern Roman Empire. That's now come down to us today. So actually, there are two practices. One is of holding a vigil every Saturday night, and that's the practice basically of monastic churches and mostly the Slavic churches. The urban Greek tradition of doing Matins and Vespers separately is one that's continued in most Greek and Arab parishes.
Alexander, you mention Byzantine hymnody in your notes. Can you tell us about those early examples of church music and what they might have sounded like?
This is one of the things that actually the ensemble in other guises of Capella Romana we specialize in, because we've recorded music from Hagia Sophia, the great cathedral built by Justinian. It was chant, so one line of melody, perhaps in some cases augmented by a drone or by singing in octaves. Byzantine chant is the name that modern people give, or Byzantine chant, to the kind of major sibling tradition to Gregorian chant. So if you've got Gregorian chant derived from the chant of the Church of Old Rome in the West, you have so-called Byzantine chant, which is the chant of the new capital of New Rome, with Greek being the basic language. And that forms the underlay for essentially all the received traditions of those churches we today call Orthodox.
Moving to more modern times, you mentioned settings of the vigil by Baroque and classical composers. It sounds like many of these have never been recorded. Can you tell us what we might expect?
The ones by Baroque composers sound a lot like the music of Heinrich Schütz or Monteverdi or some of those composers of the late 16th and early 17th centuries. It is now starting to be recorded. I was just listening to a recording yesterday of a Ukrainian choir singing some of them. The thing is, they just fell out of fashion, the Baroque pieces, when Catherine the Great brought in Italians to run her chapel at the end of the 18th century. And they brought in a style that you can still hear in many, many Slavic churches that essentially is the style of Mozart and Haydn, but sung a cappella. For example, the music of Dmitri Bartnyansky, who was a student of Baldassare Galuppi's, that would be an example of this music. So it sounds very much like the sort of thing you would hear in a, you know, Mozart Vespers, but without the instruments.
Composers of our era seem to have taken to the genre. Besides Keir, can you tell us about other examples?
It was something that composers of the second half of the 19th century in Russia, when there was a great revival of the choral tradition and a search for the roots of that tradition in Slavic chant, it was one of the things that a number of composers then set all the major hymns that were done every Sunday of the All-Night Vigil. So the first of those was Tchaikovsky, and he wrote a vigil based on ancient chant. The one that's most familiar to people, of course, is the Rachmaninoff All-Night Vigil, the so-called Vespers, Vespers being the first part of the vigil. But there are multiple settings by other people like Alexander Gretchaninov, Pavel Chesnokov, and then composers continuing on into more recent decades. The Finnish composer Rautavaara wrote a setting of the vigil in Finnish. The late Sir John Taverner wrote a setting that's mostly in English with some sections in Greek and Slavonic.
Alexander Lingus, thank you so much for explaining the origins of the all-night vigil and the contemporary examples. Wonderful stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our guest on Preview has been Alex Lingus, conductor of Capella Romana. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org. Thank you for your support.